Good morning for New England's Public Radio News. I'm Catherine Davis Young. The last call for drinks at casinos is proving to be a challenge for Massachusetts lawmakers. Tucked into a proposed $40.5 billion state budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st is language that could allow casinos to serve liquor to gamblers until 4 a.m. Currently, the state's law prohibits alcohol from being served between 2 a.m. and 8 a.m. Unexpectedly strong winds cut off power for more than 20,000 Vermont homes and businesses. The Rutland Herald reports a sudden windstorm Friday evening prompted Green Mountain Power to deliberately cut power in Rutland because so many power lines were down that it posed a risk of electrocution. The company's website says several hundred customers are still without power. Maine Governor Paul LePage's recent trips to Washington have sparked speculation about the term-limited governor's next steps. The Associated Press determined that the Republican governor has been to D.C. at least a week and a half this year. The governor says he makes the trips for the people of Maine. New Hampshire Fish and Game officials say they're rescuing more hikers than usual this year. New Hampshire Public Radio reports that the department typically makes about 180 rescues a year, most of them involving hikers. This year, the state has already hit that mark, with two of the busiest months still ahead. In sports, after a loss on Friday, the Red Sox beat the Minnesota Twins 11-1 yesterday. They'll face the Twins again today at 2:10 p.m. We'll have clouds today, and there's a chance of showers this afternoon. High near 50, low around 38. There's a chance of showers again Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the 50s, lows in the 30s. You're listening to New England Public Radio. It's 6 minutes past 8. Good morning for New England Public Radio. I'm Catherine Davis Young. The Springfield Union Station project is getting closer to bringing the region's transportation assets under one roof. A deal was announced yesterday for the Pioneer Valley Transportation Authority to lease bus bays at the long-dormant train station. Springfield Congressman Richie Neal has helped secure federal funding for the project.
You will have rail, and you will have intercity bus service, and you will have long passenger bus service, and you will also have, I believe, taxis. My understanding is that the Springfield Parking Authority will manage the parking facility, so I think that's another good news story as well.
The PVTA provides local bus service to the area. Also yesterday, it was announced that Peter Pan is the only bidder to use State Union Station for long-distance bus service. That bid still needs to be reviewed. The renovated Union Station is scheduled to open in June. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy is predicting it will take a long time before there's an agreement on a new state budget. The new fiscal year that begins July 1st is projected to be approximately $1.7 billion in deficit, but that figure would worsen when new revenue projections are released Monday. Malloy says he understands it's hard for lawmakers, but that, quote, it's time for everyone to step up, end quote. In sports, the Celtics beat the Chicago Bulls 105-83 in their first round series last night. They're advancing in the playoffs now for the first time since 2012. The Red Sox play the Cubs today at 4:05 p.m. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, but clouds should clear up later today. The high will be around 77. We'll have cooler weather Sunday and Monday with more showers, highs in the 60s. You're listening to New England Public Radio. It's 6 minutes past 9. Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Davis Young. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says he wants fellow governors and U.S. senators from both parties to join forces against deep cuts to Medicaid proposed by President Donald Trump and House Republicans. Baker, a Republican, says the Medicaid cuts in the House bill could cost Massachusetts about $1 billion starting in 2020 and grow to $1.5 billion. That could put the health care of up to 500,000 Massachusetts residents at risk. Maine Governor Paul LePage's attempt to eliminate the state's turnpike authority is dead after a committee vote. Maine Public reports the Transportation Committee this week unanimously voted against the governor's bill. LePage had wanted to shift management of the turnpike to the state with the goal of reducing tolls. Opponents said the bill could hurt the condition of roads and impact tourism. The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection is ready for fishing season. The department has stocked thousands of popular channel catfish in 24 lakes and ponds across the state. This marks the 11th year Connecticut has stocked the species. Anglers will have nearly 16,000 catfish to choose from, including thousands of adult fish, which can grow up to 18 inches long. In sports, the Boston Red Sox stretched their winning streak to a season-high 6 games with a 6-0 victory over the Seattle Mariners yesterday. The Red Sox face the Mariners again today at 1:35 p.m. We'll have partly sunny skies today with a high near 74, low around 52. There's a chance of showers this afternoon. There's an 80% chance of rain with some thunderstorms for Memorial Day tomorrow, with a high near 60, low near 50. You're listening to New England Public Radio. It's 6 minutes past 8.